The Jedi had opened his eyes, but he still seemed to be lost in thought. Scourge wondered if they had altered his medication recently. Every few months, they had to switch him to a new formula as his body became more resistant to the daily dose of drugs meant to keep him docile and helpless. For the first few days after each switch, Revan seemed even more out of it than usual.
"Revan,"
he repeated, speaking more loudly. He clapped his hands sharply, the sound echoing off the walls of the cell.
"I'm sorry, my lord,"
Revan said in response, slurring his words slightly.
"I'm having trouble focusing. It's good to see you again,"
he added with a faint smile.
"I always enjoy your visits."
Scourge would never admit to it to anyone, of course, but he also enjoyed them. He had developed a great respect and even admiration for Revan. Ironic, given how much his opinion of Nyriss had gone down in the last few months.
"You seem troubled, my lord."
"Nyriss still refuses to take any real action against the Emperor,"
he grumbled. It felt good to say the words out loud. That was an unexpected benefit of being the only person who ever spoke to the prisoner. Anything he said in the cell would never leave these walls. Here he could vent his frustrations aloud, without fear of reprisal.
"She tells me we must be patient, but her energies and resources are focused on besting her rivals on the Dark Council."
"Nyriss is driven by fear,"
Revan explained, speaking in the slow, monotonous cadence Scourge had never really gotten used to.
"Openly striking against the Emperor puts her life at risk. Her own immediate survival is more important to her than the fate of your empire."
"These are powerful allies who could be persuaded to help her,"
Scourge replied.
"All they need is someone to step up and take charge. All they need is a leader to spur them to action."
"I was betrayed by Malak,"
Revan reminded him.
"Nyriss is afraid the same thing could happen to her. If she steps forward as leader, she can no longer hide in the shadows with the others. She will be exposed, and it would only take one ambitious rival to betray her to the Emperor and bring everything crashing down."
Scourge nodded, remembering how Nyriss had done the same thing to eliminate Darth Cedrix. At the time, he had believed her when she had said it was for the good of the cause, but now he suspected it had just been an excuse to remove a rival from the Dark Council.
"If all the conspirators are too afraid to step forward, the Emperor will never be stopped,"
Scourge muttered.
"Eventually, he will lead us into a war we cannot win, and the Jedi will wipe us out in retaliation. Ultimately, doing nothing is the most dangerous choice of all."
"Nyriss blinds herself to that truth. That is the way of the dark side,"
Revan said.
"Those who follow it are driven by fear and ambition. They are too selfish to see that great victories often require great sacrifice."
Scourge grimaced. Sometimes he grew tired of Revan's preaching against the dark side. In this case, however, the Jedi was at least partially correct. Nyriss wouldn't think twice about sacrificing an ally or a follower, but she would never consider sacrificing herself. Revan, on the other hand, had journeyed across the galaxy in the face of unknown dangers because he thought there might be something that threatened his beloved Republic. He had put himself in harm's way for something he believed in. A year earlier, Scourge would have laughed at his foolishness. After all, what had Revan accomplished besides becoming a prisoner? Now, however, he understood that though the Jedi had failed, at least he had made the effort. At least he'd had a chance to succeed. Nyriss, it seemed, wasn't even going to make the attempt. She had failed to stop the Emperor before she had even begun.
You need to find another ally to your cause,
Revan said.
Someone powerful, but who is not caught up in the politics of the Dark Council.
Scourge laughed out loud at what Revan was clearly implying.
You must be growing desperate if you think you can talk me into helping you escape.